Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Bookwormies. As always, I am your host, Aaron Helton, here to take you down the wonderful road to nonfiction books. Today, I have a little bit of a stretch for you. Now, since I categorize my books as nonfiction, generally they're business, psychology, self-help, things like that. So today, I have something interesting. It's case studies. The book I'm talking about today is Tell Me What You Want by Charlotte Fox Weber. I say Weber because it's W-E-B-E-R. It may be Weber, but if I'm mispronouncing that based on my limited understanding of American and English phonetics, then I apologize to Ms. Charlotte. That said, these are case studies. So the subtitle of the book is A Therapist and Her Clients Explore Our 12 Deepest Desires. Now, the thing I loved about this book, I believe it does fall under nonfiction as case studies, and of course identities are shifted, etc., etc. But what I loved about this book is I read it probably about 2.5 years ago. When I was early on in my career as a coach, a big part of being able to coach is teaching people to find their authenticity. And how can I do that if I was not doing it for myself? So this book, while it's not like recommended reading or anything, it helped me really dive into who I was. The 12 desires that Charlotte and clients go over in this book are incredible. You know, I'll just list them off for you right now. Chapter 1 is to love and be loved. Chapter 2 is desire. Chapter 3, understanding, which I'll talk about. I'll talk about a couple of these chapters and how they resonated with me. But we have power, attention, freedom, to create, to belong, to win, to connect, what we shouldn't want and what we should do, and then control. These are incredible concepts, and I would argue they're probably not our deepest desires, but they are certainly prevalent in every day, and we could see these in so many relationships. You know, if something goes poorly, is the control issue? Is the belonging issue? Is it I'm not feeling desired in a relationship or something like that? We can always see these. And I think it's powerful what this book does is a couple things. First off, as I mentioned, it was very introspective for me to read this book and really sit with some of the things I heard and to see my struggles played out in a case study and say, I've been there. That's amazing. And then also to see from the therapist's perspective, which would help me as a coach to help delve deeper into my client's psyche. Again, as always, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I do something different. I'm outside of HIPAA, but I still like to learn these types of things. And I think even a layperson that may be in a separate, completely different job, looking and empathizing with the perspective of therapist type individuals or healers and coming from a place of passion and learning and saying, I wonder how I could show up for people. What tools did they use to help somebody feel safe to speak to them? And to emulate that is a powerful tool. So without further ado, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about what personally resonated with me. When I was reading this book, which is sitting at about 300-ish pages, probably about 290, I would definitely read this book slow, as with all the books that I read, right? Chapter by chapter, and I would just sit with it. So with the humanity of each chapter, the way that Charlotte writes is very, I'd say, human. It's very elegant, I guess is the word that comes to mind. It's human, but it's elegant, which sometimes is the opposite of what we think. Sometimes something elegant is almost ethereal or robotic, as opposed to human, which tends to be messy. But Charlotte tends to write in a way that is both, honestly, and it's incredible. But what resonated with me personally is Chapter 3, which is understanding, and chapter 8, which is belonging. Again, I read this 2.5 years ago when I was still trying to form a part of my identity and establish my early career. So I used this book to really delve into myself and figure out what really resonated with me in it. And the first was understanding. Page 39 to 65, that's chapter 3. And it follows a woman, Singh, who is, I believe, of Chinese descent, and she is working, I believe, as an architect. So she has some issues in people-pleasing, and the chapter explores how she grew up, how her identity was formed, and she basically has this experience with her boss, which is she wants to get on this big project, and he is kind of keeping her down, essentially. Of course, it's 30 pages of specifics that I won't share with you. I definitely push to read this book. I really enjoyed it. So I'd really prefer that you enjoy it as well. So I'll keep some things hidden, but generally it was about people pleasing and identity and where do I fall on what I want versus pleasing other people. And as I've mentioned before, being a former people pleaser, I've had a lot of issues with being walked on, with not having the proper boundaries, with not being the person I wanted to be. And so to see that put through and just visualized through somebody else's story allowed me to kind of take a step outside of myself and see what was going on. And interesting enough, calling this chapter understanding, as opposed to something else like boundaries or power, we talk about in the future, there's another chapter about power. And so I'm curious, this one was understanding. And basically, it was just beautiful how the story of Singh and the therapy client experience and relationship was surrounding understanding. Singh found all her own answers just from the therapist trying to ask and understand, well, what is bothering you about this? What about this? What about that? Just leading with curiosity, which was incredible. And that's what I emulate every day in my coaching is curiosity and my personal life as well. That is the most powerful tool that I believe that we have as human beings is curiosity. The second thing that really resonated with me was to belong. Chapter 8. It was page 149 to 167. So again, roughly 18 pages or so. But it looked at the story of Dwight and his racial identity sitting between a white and black world, a literal black and white world where he felt that he sat in the middle. It makes me think also to the story of Randall Pearson from This Is Us. And I think that they're fairly similar stories and similar themes that come up, especially it resonates with me because as a white Filipino child, I also felt for a long time, like, where do I fall on all of this? And obviously, as I grew up, I found my place, but it's definitely a multiracial or biracial identity crisis that I think is, or experience that I think to have this sort of crisis. And so to see that again, put into a book, not only does it help me in an introspective sense to find my identity during that time, but I think it's also insight into other people's struggles. When you sit and think, well, what is so-and-so going through? You know, I talked before about Man Enough by Justin Baldoni. And I mentioned that one chapter about racism and that Justin Baldoni was speaking from his privileged position as a straight white guy. And he was very open about it. He said, here's how I started to show up for people because I couldn't know their experience. And so a book like this, Tell Me What You Want, where it's case studies of other people, that's what I love about case studies is I get to see it played out and see what is this? How would I show up as the therapist? How would I show up as the client? How would I show up as a friend if my friend showed up with this issue? How would I show up? How can I empathize? Is this a problem that I can create space for and help? You know, it's just so interesting, in my opinion, how case studies can help us to grow in that way. And so from there, I'll also ask, you know, when you read this book, what do you want or what do you need? Is it power? Is it control? Is it understanding? Is it belonging? What fuels you? And there's a little bit of free coaching in the sense of what are your values? What lights you on fire? What frustrates you? Because that lets you see what are my values? What's getting stepped on that makes me upset? What is filling my cup that makes me feel like I'm on fire and living life? Those are some questions that you might be able to ask as you look at this book. So I would definitely recommend it. And as always, thank you for stopping by and stepping on this journey with me and looking at the interesting nonfiction of case studies today as I try something a little different. As always, thank you. And you all have a wonderful day, a wonderful night, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Tuning into this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alja Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alja Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.